Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 18th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours and a bit more, in under 5 minutes. Apple is going to roll out its recycling program across the UK. It's going to pay you for some of your old stuff to take it back. This is all to do with them being a greener company, and also as well in Europe. We've got some decent pieces of legislation called We and Rose, which make operators and manufacturers ensure that their items can be recycled, and if not, they have to take them back anyway. So that's probably part of it. But they're going to take your iPods, your iPhones, your iPads, your Macs, and all of those kind of thing, and take them back and make them into fantastic coffee tables, maybe, or something else. Jerry Yahoo Yang is leaving. Yes, the Yahoo co-founder Jerry Yang has left the company. He's been there 17 years. He's 43 years old and he started Yahoo back in 1995 with David Filo at Stanford University. It's been a bad couple of years for Yahoo. Carol Bartz has disappeared and Yahoo's new chief executive is Scott Thompson. And Jerry, of course, said he was excited, but he's got other things he wants to pursue now. The Wikipedia site is down. Yes, in a protest against SOPA, Jimmy Wales has taken the site down, and all you get now is a piece of blackness that says, are you really in favour of internet censorship? Of course, do be careful, because SOPA is only the cart. The horse is actually Pippa that's going through the other house, and that's the one you really need to worry about, because it's the real control. How on earth the USA thinks it can regulate the entire internet as a globally owned and what should be a global human right is beyond me. I don't think it's right either, but I'm not taking the site down, stuff that. Samsung may have outed the Galaxy S3 by mistake. There was an official Samsung video that showed how the zoom on a camera would work and how good it could be. And it showed someone holding a very Galaxy-like device but with edge-to-edge displays. People are now saying, this is the S3, and it does look gorgeous. I've got to say, there's something in me that thinks that the Galaxy S2 is worth having. But I can't draw myself away from the iPhone. I wonder why. Apple is also set to launch, apparently, GarageBand for ebooks. It's digital textbooks thing on the 19. It's supposed to have an ability for you to publish your own ebooks as well as. So what happens is you take all the riffs of other authors like Philip K. Dick and John Grisham, and you paste them all together into one novel that's just all your own, of course. It's got absolutely nothing to do. All of the quotes that you can steal are, of course, not stealing because they're royalty-free, and all of the authors, dead, living, and undead as yet, have given their permission. I think it's a fantastic idea. Sculptio has brought you 3D printing on the iPhone. No, calm down. Your iPhone is not going to print as well as. Basically, it's an application where you take pictures of the thing that you want printed in 3D, and then you send it to Sculptio, and they manufacture it for you on a 3D printer and send it back. It sounds awesome. I was absolutely sold on this. I want the application. I want to do it. I want to get some stuff reproduced. And then I realised, hang on, I own the thing that I've got in 3D. Vantage Point has delivered a 132-inch multi-touch screen. You can have it if you're an HP business customer. You need a computer to run it, though, unfortunately, and a complete workstation that sits at the side, but it's full and it's big and it looks like the Top Gear cool wall. It's nice, but you're going to be out of $125,000 if you buy it. Maybe not. Apparently, thanks to a corporate biography called Inside Apple, How America's Most Admired and Secretive Company Really Works, Adam Leshinsky has said that the CEO in waiting is Scott Forstall. Yes, the used car salesman of 43 years of age is apparently the next big top paid executive who's going to take over from Tim. He's got a bit of a wait, though. Tim's in there for 10 years, otherwise he loses his $300 million. Tim Cook has also done something rather nice, which is send out a supplier responsibility progress report. He is committed absolutely to Apple being a responsible supplier and ensuring that the workers' conditions in a lot of their suppliers are up to scratch. And particularly, he wants to avoid child labour. He said he is personally committed to the fact that children will not make Apple products. Well done, Tim. I'll take that on face value. What I'm having trouble with is the moment of silence. It's a track that's designed to benefit pancreatic cancer organisations, and I really can't see it. You're not going to play this one on loop in the car on your iPod, because it's 8 seconds of silence, and that's it. There's nothing else. So you can buy a track with nothing on it, not even static or hiss, it's digitally silent, to remember Steve Jobs. That's your moment. Why didn't they just do the crazy things speech with Steve Jobs doing it and push that out? People would have bought that in their droves. No one is going to buy this. Sorry, I'd rather give 99 cents to a charity anyway. Padlet has come out with the most fantastic thing for your iPad. It's a corner-to-corner rubber band. Yes, it's a gauzy-like rubber band that looks like a bit of a film strip, actually. And you put it from corner to corner, just laps over the front of your iPad, and then on the back, you can hold onto it using your palm. It's gorgeous. It would be absolutely fantastic for Paul Kirchhoff, who's the guy that I met the other day, who's the artist. It's just what he needs, I think. I'm going to buy him one because he's lovely. And over 500 million Chinese citizens are now connected to the web. Yes, half the population nearly of China can get access to everything that's out there. If you want a growing market, I would suggest that this is it, because that's going to be an awful lot more people in the next 5 years. If you don't speak Chinese, you bloody well should. Do bear in mind also that whenever you've got a population, 10% of those population are criminals. So those 500 million people in China, 50 million are criminals. Just do bear that in mind. And finally, I'm a bit upset this morning. The Steve Jobs doll is not coming. G.I. Jobs is not going to actually happen. The thing was being built in Hong Kong out of deference by a bloke who's an absolute avid Steve Jobs fan, and he's done a bloody good job. There's another picture of a classic Jobs photo that looks just like him. And he wanted to make sure there was something left over. But due to intense legal pressure from Apple and from the family, they've taken it down because they think it's sacrosanct. Is it sacrilegious? Is Apple a religion? Who knows? I've got an Einstein bobblehead doll. I don't think it's disrespectful at all. E still equals MC squared. Well, unless the neutrinos thing worked, but I've been watching too much Brian Cox. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Thursday night at 9:30 with a big show where we'll be talking whether Samsung really is a contender to Apple in the phone market. And then on Friday morning, we've got the new show again as normal. I'll be back in the studio then, so the audio should be good. And we've got the photo show at 2 o'clock with a lot of good stories this week, it has to be said, and a couple of cracking questions. And then we'll be there with the Mac show at 3:30 as normal, and Andy Anatko will be joining us. It's his regular monthly appearance, so do be prepared. And then I start drinking with Carl Madden, because he's coming up to me rugby, and I'm playing rugby on Saturday. For the first time in 15 years, I'm going to have a game of rugby down at my local rugby club in aid of Help for Heroes. If you're anywhere near Birmingham, or if you fancy coming and have some fun and poking fun at me, then all you've got to do is come up to Old Saltians Rugby Club, Watton Lane in Water Orton, for 2:30 kickoff. There'll be plenty of beer afterwards, there's a marquee, there's loads of food, and you'll be able to give some support to Help for Heroes. Even if you can't come, please retweet that out somewhere. And even if you can't come, please send a donation to them, because they're an absolutely fantastic charity. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.